Brian Barrett, Rafferty Cleary, who hasn't had a chance to talk. They got a quick jump on us here. Third pitch is going to be fouled back and out of play. Mr. Cleary, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Always good to be back with you. They did get a going pretty quickly here. I think that's like the second time that's happened to us this
year.
Yeah,
I should know better.
We'll get it one day.
Yeah. Somebody's watch is set about 5 minutes ahead, you think? Two balls and a strike is the count to Cucci, and swung on. Liner into center field. It's going to be dropped out there by Carter. And we'll see how they score that one.
I think Mr. Smotherman's saying error over there.
All right.
What was that?
She came charging in, so that's going to be an E8. So that is an inauspicious start here for the Oakland Lady Patriots. Standing in is Kaylee Hamby. We'll give you the starting lineups here in just a second. She's the shortstop. Right-handed batter. Tries the bunt, and it's going to be fouled away. Kirsten Cucci, who is over at first, followed by Kaylee Hamby, the shortstop. Jonna Tharp, center fielder, all due up here in this Blackman first inning. Emily Morris is in the cleanup spot and catching. Victoria Harrison, the designated player. Stephanie Edgegall is batting sixth and playing left. Second pitch is thrown outside. Now the ball gets away from first baseman Savannah Lee. Put good back up there by Brooklyn Cawthorn. And it does not advance Cucci. Batting eighth is Danielle Monk, the first baseman, and Amy Albritton will bat ninth for the Lady Blaze of Blackman. From Bob Parks Realtor, Sinette P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies, those starting lineups. Wind in the pitch. It is bunted, but right into the hands of Savannah Lee. Playing in that time was the first baseman. So a bunt pop-up to first base. And now one away for Jonna Tharp. Give you the lineup for Oakland as they come up. I'll give you the defense here in just a second as well. Pitch outside from Wright to Tharp. Crowell is catching Sarah Wright for the Lady Pats. Lee at first, Brandsetter at second. Sargent is playing short at third is Kirby. And from left field to right field, it's Shirley, Carter, and Cawthorn. Time called as Tharp steps out. We're caught up now for the time being. Oakland, both of these teams looking for their first district win.
Yeah, they are, but this Oakland team's an improving team, I think, as the season's gone along and slowly starting to find themselves as a team.
This pitch outside. Two balls and no strikes is the count to Tharp. Cucci over at first. Right with the long stare in. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on. Fly ball. Sargent just outside the pincher circle. Makes the catch. Two away. Well, they're hitting, but not getting it out of the infield.
No, just can't buy one, we'll call it.
Emily Morris is the last hope for the Lady Blaze here in the top of the first. Just underway here, Oakland and Blackman, District 7 AAA softball action. Laverne's at Riverdale, Smyrna at Siegel, chopper to first. Easy one for Savannah Lee, she just steps on the bag, and that is out number three. No runs, no hits, there was an error, and one Lady Blaze left. Let's head to the bottom of the first here on State Farm Prep Softball. It's 0-0.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. Come by and see us. We have gifts for all different price ranges and for all occasions. We have Luminox, we have Citizen, we have Seiko, we have Tensi watches. They're all wooden watches with wooden dials, wooden cases, wooden bands. They're really unique, something that you can wear and get a lot of compliments on them. Inspired by you. I'm right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's restaurant.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with friends who are just like me, totally obsessed with this thin crust heaven. Ned can't even keep his parents out of his room.
They watch me all the time, and I think my mom found my stash of Sir Pizza boxes.
They're just after your square slices, man. Ned, stay strong. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession. on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sour pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, located at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. You can call her at 895-2700.
All right, some scores on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Oakland, after the end of the first inning in baseball, leads Smyrna 5-0, so another quick start by the Oakland Patriots. 5-0, MTCS over Forest going into the sixth, and Blackman and Riverdale scoreless with Hunter Martin on the mound for Blackman and Jonathan King for the Riverdale Warriors. And it's now 1-0 Blackman. First pitch swinging and a liner down the third base line, and it's going to be in fair territory. First pitch, and Abby Sargent sends that into left field for a well-placed single. Good start for Oakland. They've been hitting well, Rafferty, and that's a good way to start a game.
That's one of the keys of the game, hitting and good pitching for Oakland. So starting off with a nice little hit right there.
Jessica Bell throws a strike in there to Haley Carter. It's Abby Sargent, shortstop, just batted. And Haley Carter batting second, batting third. Chelsea Kirby, the third baseman. Aubrey Crowell, the catcher, in batting cleanup. Pitch out, and then the throw back to first by Morris DeMunk, and she's back in time. Well, they said it was across the plate, so 0-2 the count. Winding the pitch from Bell, swung on, popped infield, and it's going to fall. Perfect is what Mr. Nelson Smotherman says, and I think I would have to agree. Well placed, kind of in no man's land there, and Hamby or Coochie couldn't get to it.
Yeah, she kind of took off with a little bit of run out of the box and slapped it in there. Really, really nice hit there by Haley Carter.
So a slap button gets it down. So back-to-back hits, runners at first and second, nobody out, and a big start here for the Lady Pats, and Chelsea Kirby going to stand in. Wind in the pitch is on the inside corner. The rest of that starting lineup, Savannah Lee batting fifth and playing first. McKinley Preston, the designated player, batting sixth. Batting seventh, Holly Shirley, the left fielder. Batting eighth, Kaylee Brandsetter, the second baseman. And playing right, Brooklyn Cawthron. And that is your starting lineup from Bob Parks Realtor Sinet, PAG, Sporting Goods and Winners Trophies for the Oakland Patriots. Pitch in there for a strike to Chelsea Kirby.
A little bit of a slow start for Bell out there on the mound, but we kind of saw that in the Siegel game the other night as well.
Swung on, chopper to third. Going to be picked up by Coochie. She's going to make the throw to first. However, Sargent goes to third. Going to second is Carter. So Oakland has two in scoring position. Move the batters, or runners up, rather. And now one away for Aubrey Crowell. Left-handed batter, catcher, and a good one. Some of the only experience that Oakland brings back, but these young girls are starting to hit well.
And it's like Tori Atwood said before the game, three seniors and a junior on their team, so experience is going to be a big one here in this ballgame.
Strike in there from Jessica Bell. Throw down to third, and back easily is Sargent. Janice Morey coaching over third. Swung on, liner into right field, and it's going to fall. It will score one run as well. So an RBI single for Aubrey Crowell. And the Lady Patriots strike first here in this district contest with the Lady Blaze. Sargent scores. Carter moves up to third. Runners at the corners with only one out. We're going to have a courtesy runner there, too. Over at first.
Diana Wright right there.
Okay. So Diana Wright's going to be running at first. Savannah Lee, the first baseman for Oakland. Standing in now, taking a few practice swings. McKinley Preston would be next. Only one out. Runners at the corners for the Lady Patriots, and they're already on the scoreboard. After the pitch, the throw down to third is going to allow Wright to take second.
Blackman's got to be real careful with those throw downs, and we saw twice in the Seagull game. They tried to throw it down to second, and it was an error.
Chopper to Hamby. She's going to throw it away. Going to be a throwing error. And they're going to allow two to score. So Carter comes in. She scores. Crowell's going to come in from second. Savannah Lee reached on an error on the shortstop Hamby and took second on the throw. So this is not a good start for the Lady Blaze, but an excellent way to get things started if you're a Lady Patriot fan. Kenley Preston, the designated player, hitter on the first pitch. So Bell is definitely struggling. So Preston hit by pitch. Brings up Holly Shirley, the left fielder. Seventh batter here in this first inning. It has been all red, white, and blue for Oakland. Swung on, liner into center field. It is going to score a run. So Lee is going to score from second. RBI single for Shirley. Preston going to take third. And on the throw, Shirley took second. So runners at second and third and still one out. And it's 4-0 Lady Patriots. And Coach Tori Atwood comes out to chit-chat with the Lady Blaze. It's kind of getting away from them early here, Rafferty.
Yeah, it is. It's getting a little bit out of hand. But this is an Oakland team, like we said, that's improving a lot. And, you know, like they said, a key to the game was hitting, and they came out and they've done that. You know, I look to see this Oakland team do a lot, actually, in this district, I think. You got two really good pitchers, and I think that's something you've got to have in this district as well.
Well, they started off the district season with Riverdale, and that's going to be tough for anybody. And you got to bounce back from it. Haven't played since Monday, but played very well in the Lady Warrior Southern Classic. And we'll see. I think they've got their hitting shoes on here tonight. Brandsetter going to try to keep it going. Runners at second and third for Oakland. They lead 4-0. Only one out. And Brandsetter looks at one outside from Jessica Bell. Don't forget, you can check GoPrimetimeSports.com. I've got the entire April schedule and the entire regular season schedule, let's say. Swung on. Chopper right up the middle. Going to be picked up by Hamby, and she doesn't make a throw. Wow. Another run scores. And it's 5-0. Shirley goes to third. Brandsetter is over at first.
Just not the start you want to see for Blackman. And you know, one of the things was they wanted a strong defensive performance tonight, and just not having it right now.
Defense has let him down. Trying to take second is Brandsetter, and she does slide in, and on the throw, Shirley's going to come home. It's 6-0. Well, things have gone from bad to worse if you're a Lady Blaze fan. Brings up the ninth hitter of the first inning, Coffrin, and a strike call. That's what Bell needs, is strikes. Oakland wants to keep this thing rolling, but if you're pulling for the Lady Blaze, you need strikes. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on, liner into left field, and is just foul. Well, that would have scored another one for sure. All of this with one out.
One, two.
Single, single.
A double by Finley had an out down there, right?
We've had 1, 2, 3, 4 hits in the inning and a hit by pitch and an error. This one fouled away as well. Going to have to go snag another softball, and they do get it in. Coffrin stands in. Winding the pitch to her. This one fouled back and out of play. just a little late on it.
She's flirting with that left field side, isn't she, trying to get it out there?
Well, if she gets that into fair territory, she's going to send that one to the wall.
1-2.
Count is 1-2 to Brooklyn Cawthron. Abby Sargent would be next. Slapper over to second. Albritton picks it up. The throw to first. And there are now two outs in the inning. But back to the top of the order. We batted around now, and Sargent, who led this thing off with a single, stands in. Just enough to make the scorecard confusing.
Just about to get to that.
Bell sends this one into foul territory, or Sargent does, rather. Two out. One on for Oakland. And that's Brandsetter over at third. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, fly ball. High in the lights. Going back is Hamby, and she makes the catch. So six unassisted on that put out. And that ends what was a huge Oakland first. There were six runs on 4 hits, and there was one Lady Patriot left. Your score after the end of the first, it's 6-0 Oakland leads.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orfis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
I've had so many people go, you did my senior portraits, you know, and now I want you to do my daughter. I want you to photograph my son. I love my portraits. They still look great on the walls, and I want them to have the same thing.
Call Alan Loveless at 890-1558.
Call us at Loveless, and we'll set up an appointment if you come for a visit. It's free. We'll give you a tour of the grounds and the gardens, 890-1558, right on Clark Boulevard between the U-Haul and MTSU.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by First Bank, where you matter most, J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company.
I missed a hit for the Lady Patriots. They had 5 hits in that first inning, scored 6 runs, a very productive first. Now Blackman with Victoria Harrison, the designated player in the 5-hole. They have some ground to make up, Mr. Cleary.
Yes, they do, and it's going to be difficult. Zara Wright can pitch the thing.
She is throwing some heat right now. Finds the strike zone on the first one. This one sails a little low. After the end of 3, it's Blackman 1, Riverdale nothing on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Wind in the 1-1 pitch. This one just a tad low. It's Smyrna 2, Siegel nothing. Yep, Smyrna 2, Siegel nothing. On your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard as well. Strike in there from Wright. 2-2, the count.
I guess this is kind of be called like a statement game in the district. You know, nobody's got a chance to prove themselves yet, and this is a good opportunity finally.
Pitch outside corner in there for a strike. I think Oakland and Smyrna are trying to separate themselves a little bit from the pack. Wind in the pitch just jammed her, and Harrison gets a piece of it to stay alive here.
Oakland and Smyrna could have played last week, I guess, got rained out. And so that would have been a really good ball game. Not sure when they have them again, but that'll be interesting once that one comes around.
They'll have to reschedule it. 3-2 pitch is low, and a leadoff walk for the Lady Blaze. Victoria Harrison over at first. And Edgel going to stand in. Try to claw into this 6-0 lead. Oakland built in the bottom of the first. Wind in the pitch from right outside. Right-handed batter, Edgel. Looking over at Tori Atwood at third. Getting a few signs from her. Something we have not seen in any of the games we broadcast. Jackets, long sleeve shirts, and sweatpants.
It's getting a little bit cooler, unfortunately.
Time called here. Yeah, it's going to be in the upper 30s late tonight. Frost advisory, so it's bound to happen. Wind in the pitch. Took something off and right across the center of the plate. Strike call. Tomorrow night we'll be over at Blackman. I think it's supposed to be kind of cool tomorrow and then warm up 80s by the weekend.
It's a good opportunity to bring that WGNS fleece out.
Yes.
It's been hung up for a while.
Pitch inside. Two balls and a strike. Here's the count to Edgel. Danette House would be next, the right fielder. Right. Delivers. Swinging miss by Edgel. 2-2 now. Harrison over at first. We're in the top of the second. Wind briskly blowing from right to left. Chopper to short. Sargent over to second. On to first. Double play. So Harrison out trying to go to second. And Edgel hit into the double play that went 6-4-3.
So defensive play there.
Defense. Stepping up big here for the Lady Pats. Brings in House, Danette House, and in that game at Siegel, she struggled until the last batter. See if she has a little more patience. First pitch swinging. Chopper to Kirby over at third. The throw to first. And that double play is a huge play. Three up, three down, even with a walk here for the Lady Blaze of Blackman. No runs, no hits. And there was one Lady Blaze left. Let's go to the bottom of the second. 6-0 Oakland.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Alsop offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Time is now, Bob's Auction. The time is now.
Saturday, April the 14th, auction at 10 a.m. at 566 Clarence Finney Road in Hillsboro, Tennessee. Nice brick home and a barn on 6.26 acres. Again, this auction is on 6 acres, Saturday, April the 14th at 566 Clarence Finney Road in Hillsboro, Tennessee. Get directions at BobParksAuction.com.
Bob's Auction. Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, the operators of Lightning's Locker Room, brings you this half inning. They're located at 910 Ridgely Road, just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's, and they can put your logo on just about anything. Screen printing and embroidery all done at Ideas Tees. And don't forget to tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show. First Bank, where you matter most. Coming up, it's the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show when this game concludes.
New score update. Middle Tennessee Christian School leading Forest 5-0 in the seventh. First pitch to Haley Carter, and she's going to beat out the runner. Bunt single for her. Just trying to put the pipe on the ball there, and she did.
She showed some speed getting down that first baseline there.
Oakland has got on their hitting shoes. Swinging is Kirby. And she is going to force out Carter after making a great snag, Amy Albritton. Well, that's the defense that Tori Atwood wanted.
I think Carter got the happy feet going. She had that momentum, didn't think it was going to get caught, and got caught in the middle of the baseline there.
His first pitch swinging, Aubrey Crowell. Pitch is going to be from Hamby over at short. She makes the catch and throw to first, and not in time. Well, Crowell beat that one out. So apparently Monk took her foot off the bag. So we'll see what Oakland can do with two outs. Courtesy runner.
Air right.
That's right. There are a lot of rights on this team.
There are.
It's Dara right.
And Sarah.
So Lee, who reached on an error, scored a run last inning. I'm trying to keep this thing going here for the Lady Pats. First pitch swinging. Cucci scoops it up. The throw to first. And that's going to retire the Lady Patriots here in the second. No runs. There were two hits. And nobody left. One left. We go to the top of the third. It's 6-0 Oakland.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. If you're like me with a child graduating soon, you want them to succeed at the next level. With our First Rewards checking account, they'll be able to access their funds with unlimited ATM refunds at any ATM in the U.S. There is no minimum balance requirement or monthly service charge to keep up with, so they can focus on the challenges at hand. So whether you're graduating or ready to get smart with your money, come see us at First Bank, where you matter most. Member FDIC.
AG Sporting Goods is the place to go for all your sports needs, from apparel with name brands like Under Armour and Nike to team equipment. AG's on Mercury Boulevard is the name Rutherford County has trusted for over 45 years. AG Sporting Goods, helping your sports is our business.
Looking for a place to get advice on the right feed and supplies for your animals, but get frustrated shopping in the big box stores? This is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply on Barlow Lane. I guarantee you'll find anything you need for your pets and farm animals. Las Casas Feed Supply. Take Highway 96 to Old Jefferson Pike. Turn by Las Casas Baptist. We're less than a mile on the right on Barlow Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Rick's Barbecue, Gilday's Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction.
It's still 2-0 Smyrna over Siegel in the second. In softball and in baseball, Oakland leads Smyrna 5-1. Here at 6-0, that's all on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Oakland leading the Lady Blaze of Blackman, and Danielle Monk takes the first pitch. Strike called. Top of the third inning. Wind of the pitch just fouled away by Danielle Monk. Amy Albritton, 8 and 9 hitters, then back to Cucci, top of the order for the Lady Blaze. Both of these teams looking for their very first district win. Oakland lost to Riverdale. Blackman lost to Siegel. Right, Wines delivers. It's outside.
Speaking of that Riverdale team, they're on a 2-game losing streak right now, which is odd because they've done a lot of winning this year. They're at 27-5 now. Got beat by Beach and Good Pasture this past weekend.
1-2 pitch, swung on. That's very true. Rafferty, very uncommon in more ways than one. The name and you. 0-1 pitch, swung and fouled away. Now Barrett here in this neck of the woods. There are many of as many Barretts as there are trees.
You know, my football coach's name was Brian Barrett.
Is that right?
Yes. Spelled exactly the same, too.
Oh, with a Y. He spelled it right. Mm-hmm. 0-2 pitch from right. Here it is. Swung on and missed. And first strikeout victim of Sarah Wright today is Amy Albritt. There aren't many that spell it with a Y. My daughter's name is Bobby Sue, and we spell her name with a Y, her Bobby. So
you like Y's then?
I guess. Why ask why? Two outs. Back to the top of the order, and Kirsten Cucci. I've been calling her Kristen for a while. She reached on an error to lead off the inning. But then three outs later, it didn't matter. Winding the pitch, swung on, liner into right field, and it's going to be in there for a base hit. So the first hit of the game comes here in the top of the third. Cucci with well-placed single. Kaylee Hamby bunted to the first baseman, Savannah Lee, back in the first. Right-handed batter steps in, and the first pitch is going to get away from Crowell. I think they were trying to pitch out and make the throw, and that didn't work out. So Cucci is going to take second on the wild pitch. So Blackman has their first runner in scoring position here in the top of the third. And a 1-0 count to Hamby. She takes this one inside. We'll have baseball tomorrow night as Blackman hosts Riverdale. That's tomorrow night here, 5:45 pregame. Laverne at Blackman softball on Thursday. Winding the pitch. One. And one, Lady Blaze left. State Farm Prep softball continues after this short break. Oakland leads 6-0. We're headed to the bottom of the third.
Cash in on savings with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. This is Terry Haynes. For a limited time only, receive $25 trade-in for every old window you replace. And that's not all. You can receive $75 for every old door you replace, too. Visit our showroom for all types of styles, products, and glass options from Sun Windows and Doors.
For more information, call 893-1515. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company is a member of TVA's Qualified Contractor Network. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, the people you know, the people you trust.
We're talking to Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue on Memorial by the VA and on Warrior Drive just off South Church Street. And Mike, what keeps customers coming back time after time for your product?
Price, quality of food, friendly atmosphere.
You're much more than just barbecue.
We do ribs, pork, beef, ham, chicken. We have loaded baked potatoes with meat or with no meat. We have salads, pies.
Rick's Barbecue, two locations on Memorial and Warrior Drive.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King. You can find him just off Sam Ridley at 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King. 220-2210.
Bell back out there in the pitcher's circle. Delivers a strike in there to McKinley Preston, who was swinging on that one. The first pitch was inside. 1-1 the count to Preston, who was hit by a pitch, scored the fifth run for the Lady Pats back in the first. Bell has settled down a bit. Pitch swung on and fouled down the third baseline, but Oakland is really swinging the ball well, and Kirby hit into a double play back in the second. But they have had some smokers come off the end of the bat.
I would say this is probably their best hitting performance that we've got to see so far this year out of the Patriots.
1-2 pitch. Bell took something off, and Preston sends it into left field. It's going to fall, and she is going to take second. So a double there for Preston. And that is a good start for the Lady Patriots here in the third inning. Leadoff hit. They've had a leadoff hit in every inning. Have to count up those hits, too. First pitch swinging. Sherry, a throw to first. Not in time. Or it is in time, but it does advance Preston. So Sherry is out on the fielder's choice. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hits now for the Lady Bats.
Yeah, if you're Janice Moore, you've got to be really excited about your team right now.
First pitch in there to Brandsetter, and she takes that one. It's high.
Big weekend coming up for Oakland. They're in the border battle. They're going to have to play a couple good teams.
Lincoln County hosts that every year. I think Riverdale's going down to play in it, too. Swung on. Fly ball. Edgel caught it in the lights. And Preston doesn't get caught up. She gets back in time. Thought she was going to take off, but a good throw by Edgel forces her to stay there at third.
Good decision to come on back to third, though, I would say.
So two away here now. Last hope here for Oakland is Brooklyn Cothran. First pitch to her is high from Jessica Bell. There have been, just one error in the inning. Fly ball, center field, pretty well hit, but coming over is Tharp, ranging from her right to left in center field and makes the catch. No runs, there was one hit and one Lady Pat left. Let's go to the fourth. Your score still 6-0 Oakland.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while, they go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and AG Sporting Goods.
Well, big news out of Arkansas. Looks like they'll be looking for a new football coach out there.
Did you not see it coming up?
Well, yeah. There are boneheads, and then there are boneheads. First pitch swung on, fouled away by Jonna Tharp from Sarah Wright. That news came down, I guess, what, about 15, 20, 30 minutes ago?
Press conference at 8:15 if you're interested.
Yeah.
I don't think I am, though.
0-1 pitch, outside corner. I just don't get it.
No, there's
you got it all. You know, you're bringing back a top 10 football team.
I mean, a great recruiting class.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
I mean,
swung on, speared by Sargent, and the out recorded. I thought she might have dropped it there at the last minute. She did stumble, but she held on to the ball. Boy, she's made a couple of great grabs out there. And I think Tharp was the one who popped it over to her back in the first.
Kirby and Sargent have done a good job over in that left side of the infield. Kirby had a good grab back in the second.
Morris stands in 0-for-1 and takes a strike on the outside corner from Sarah Wright. who has so far pitched a one hitter in this game. She winds and deals, took something off, fly ball. Carter going to have an easy time with it out there, looks like, and she does. Out in center field. Deep fly ball to center field, retires Morris, and now Victoria Harrison, who reached on a walk. There has been, in each of the innings, a base runner for Blackman. One reaching on an error, one a walk, and one a single. This one gets by Crowell. Wind kind of blowing in now, and it's a cool, brisk wind here at Nelson Smotherman Field. Right with the long look into Crowell. Pitch is made. It's a little low. It's away from Aubrey. But nobody on. No damage done. Right with the 2-0 pitch. Swung on. Fly ball, center field. It's going to be over the head of Carter. Going to roll all the way to the wall. But it does not. Well, they do get it in time, and Harrison cannot take second base. It's going to be a single. She didn't really run that out, I guess, in fear of Carter maybe making a catch.
Good defense, though, by Oakland, because that ball was hit hard. They hustled to the wall to grab it and throw it in.
Well, Carter made a great throw. Otherwise, I think she could have had two bases on that. So a two-out hit for the Lady Blaze brings up Edgel. And Stephanie takes one outside. She hit into a double play back in the second, her last time up.
She can be a dangerous hitter. We've seen it a couple times this year. She gets a hold of one, she can take it far.
We're in the fourth, 6-0 Oakland. They scored them all in the first. Second pitch low, 1-1. As soon as we're done here tonight, we will have the Atlanta Braves at Houston. Wind in the pitch, swung on. Going to be stopped by Kirby. Dropped it on the bounce. Now she picks it up and throws to first to end the inning. 5-3 on that put out. No runs. There was one hit and one Lady Blaze left. Let's go to the bottom of the fourth with your score. Still 6-0 Oakland here on State Farm Prep Softball.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. I'd like to invite you to come and see my co-workers Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home. Give Jonathan or Becky a call at 893-2273 or stop by. We're conveniently located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. First National Mortgage Services, an equal housing lender.
You know what sets the Cedar Bucket Restaurant apart from others? The great service, great food, and great hospitality. Here's Ricky Turner.
We feel it's an honor for anyone to come through our door and pay for the service that they receive there. So we go beyond to make sure we have those same customers come back and tell their friends how good the food is, how good the service was.
The Cedar Bucket Restaurant, Meetin' 3, open on Las Casas Pike next door to Food Lion, and also open for lunch on Middle Tennessee Boulevard next door to Kroger. The Cedar Bucket.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget to read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at murfreesboropost.com. You can find scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post.
Top of the order, Abby Sargent. And she hits this one into the dirt. It sits and spins right between home plate and the pitcher's circle. And she's going to be over at first with a weird hit. That's just all I can say. I think Bell thought that that ball, Rafferty, was going to make a bounce and come right to her, but it just sat and spun like a top. Ball gets away from Morris after the pitch from Bell, and now Sargent's down at second.
Tell you what, the very top of this lineup for Oakland is full of speed. And Sargent's displaying that right now. She's got some wheels and got down to first quickly and then got down to second even quicker just then.
Haley Carter, 2 for 2 today, scored a run. Looks like she may be bunting. She had a slap bunt last time up.
First inning.
And beat it out. And she is bunting. Right back to Bell. Bell looks over to third, doesn't make the throw. And now before she gets in the pitcher's circle, she is not going to get the player down at second. And back easily at third is Sargent. So Carter is going to take second and two in scoring position. Boy, defense has really been a bugaboo for the Lady Blaze.
Yeah, and it's been that way all year for them. Just it's a mental thing and fundamentals too involved in it.
Bunt single. Bell, instead of going back to the pitcher's circle, she wound around. They're going to say out at third, aren't they?
Wow.
I thought she was safe, but they say Sargent was out. I sure thought she was safe. So they do call Sargent out at third, with Carter now at second. Pitch is going to be fouled away by Kirby. Two balls and a strike.
2-1.
Tell you what, that's surprising that they called Sargent out there. So that would have been a perfect scenario for Oakland, using that speed off the bunt by Carter, advancing the runner to third.
Swung on. Chopper picked up by Hamby at short. The throw to first is going to be in time. Nice dig out there by Danielle Monk over at first. 6-3 on that put out. Two away now. No, one away. I'm sorry.
It should be two, though. Mad Sargent.
It is two.
Yes.
Winding the pitch is low. That is correct. Two outs. Runner at third is Carter. Carter's going to get back, sliding into third. Janice Morey gambling a little more, I guess. With a 6-0 lead here. Two balls, no strikes, the count. Swung on, fly ball, right field. Going to be trouble for House, but she backs up to the track out there and makes the snag. Good play out there by House defensively. And that is the end of the fourth for the Lady Patriots. No runs, two hits, and one Oakland Lady Patriot left. Let's play some more. We'll be right back here on State Farm Prep Softball with your score, Oakland 6, Blackman nothing.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
No one likes a hot car. This is Juan at Midas of Murphy's Pearl on Northwest Broad.
This is Eric. If your AC is on the fritz, let us check your climate control system.
For just $99.99, we will not only check for leaks, freon levels, and get your system cooling properly,
but we'll also change your oil and rotate your tires, all for just $99.99.
Stop in to see us at Midas of Murphy's Pearl on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust a Midas touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you online at toa.com.
All right. Looks like Coach Janice Morey has made the Sprint by Cellular Concepts call to the bullpen, 893-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts on Medical Center Parkway behind Red Robin. Middle Tennessee Boulevard out by the college and in Smyrna's Target Shopping Center. The new pitcher is Hannah McCravey for Oakland. Guest saving Sarah Sarah has pitched very well. Rafferty's working up her stats. As we go to the top of the fifth, Oakland leads 6-0. And Danette House is the new, or is due up here for Blackman. House, Monk, and Albritton, 7, 8, and 9 hitters for the Lady Blaze.
Sarah Wright in 4 innings, 0 runs, 2 hits given up, a strikeout, and a walk for her night on the mound.
Pitch 4 complete. Pitch is fouled back by House from McCravey. Like gravy, but with a C. Got some new scores to pass along as well. She took something off. House pops this one up to Kirby, and she makes the catch over there at third. So House is retired. Let's see. Riverdale leading 2-1, top of the sixth over Blackman in baseball. So 2-1. Riverdale trailed in that one, 1-0. Scored 2 unanswered. First pitch to Monk is a little high from McCravey. Middle Tennessee Christian School defeated Forest 5-0 tonight. Those are new scores on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. This one sails low. Danielle Monk, and now time called, and Crowell and McCravey want to do a little talking out there. Siegel leads Laverne in baseball 5-0. That's in the top of the sixth on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And Siegel leads Smyrna in softball 3-2 at the end of 3. So that's a new score as well. Siegel 3, Smyrna 2. Popped up and out of play by Monk. Should even the count at 2-2. No, 2-1.
I've got something you may like here, Brian.
What's that?
Oakland beat a team earlier this year 12-0. Who would that have been?
Oakland beat someone.
You will like this, yes.
Had to be Dobbins Bennett.
Yes, exactly.
Popped up to Crowell, and it hits the top of the press box here. And then still finds our microphone.
Always seems to happen.
I throw it back over. I don't know if you could hear it or not. Softball hit the top of the press box here. Now the count even at 2 apiece.
Thank you.
They play much softball in Indian Territory?
A little bit here and there. I think it's an off season from what I've heard. I don't keep up with it too much. I know we had a pretty good year about 3 or 4 years ago, but other than that, I'll call it decent.
2-2 pitch. Kirby can't make the catch, but Sargent does and throws to first. That's going to go 5-6-3 on the put out of Danielle Monk. 2 away now.
Not that it matters, but the DB baseball team did beat Farragut this past weekend in the DeMarini tournament in Knoxville, so that's pretty impressive, though.
Farragut's always, I mean, they're there every year. Bearden's pretty good, usually. Swung on. Chopper. Kirby. Gathers her composure, makes the throw over to first, and that's out number 3. No runs, no hits, and nobody left for the Lady Blaze of Blackman High School. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Your score is 6-0 Oakland.
Everything we do affects our eternal destiny.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We feel like that every decision we make has an impact on tomorrow and the rest of our lives. And so we try to encourage students to think with that kind of eternal perspective in mind.
The mission of Middle Tennessee Christian School is to provide an education based on Christian values and academic excellence. Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
It's spring cleaning week at Lightning's Locker Room. Through Saturday, buy one item at regular price, get the next equal or lower priced item 50% off. That's right, this week only, buy one item at regular price, get the next equal or lower priced item 50% off. Lightning's Locker Room, off-campus location, just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's onto Richley Road, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and Saturday on campus, 10 to 5. Don't miss the big spring cleaning sale at Lightning's Locker Room this week only.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, that sounds good right now, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air.
Lee, Preston, and Sherry do up here for Oakland. 5, 6, and 7 hitters in the bottom of the fifth. They lead 6-0. It's been that way since the end of the first. Pitch is high from Bell. We've been kind of motoring along here after a long first inning for Bell. She's kind of settled down. This one high and inside. But she has had some problems each inning with hits, and defense has been suspect tonight for the Lady Blaze. And she's behind to Savannah Lee now, 3-0. Braves at Houston looking for their first win of the year tonight. Can't go 0-5. Strike in there, just a little low looks like, but just below the belt, we'll call it. Hopefully the Bravos can get a win tonight over the Stros. Chipper inside and walked her.
Chipper's making his debut tonight, is what it sounds like, which is going to be a big help because that third base has been killing us for these first four games.
I just hope he can stay healthy enough to be out there. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem all year, it sounds like. I look for him to call somebody up.
Yeah.
Make some kind of change out there. Speaking of changes,
Savannah Decker.
Okay. Savannah Decker is going to run for Savannah Lee. So Decker at first. And every inning, there has been a leadoff runner. So that's been one bugaboo for the Lady Blaze.
Well, you know, after listening to that pregame interview, you know, Janice Maury said hitting and good pitching is what she needed tonight, and she's got both of them.
She's got both of those, and what Tori Atwood wanted was defense and solid pitching, and defense has let her down some tonight. First pitch swinging, and McKinley Preston sends this one into foul territory, scatters the Oakland dugout. A few practice swings by Preston. She's the designated player. Stands in, swinging left field. It's going to fall on the chalk. Or do they call it a foul ball? He did say it was foul, and it looked like it to me, but he made the call very late after Preston had already rounded first. And Decker was headed to third. But from my vantage point, I've got a pretty good view of this third baseline. It looked like it hit it out there. If she can get it over about 4 inches, they pitch outside to her this time. This Bell, 1-2, the count. She does that again in unfair territory. I think Decker may score. Pitch. Not sure what that was. Kind of got away from Bell. Kind of rainbowed that one in. Evens the count at 2-2. Wind in the pitch. Swung on. Fly ball. In the infield. Drifting over is Albritton to make the catch. And now one away. Sherry, who singled, or Shirey, I keep calling her every different name, and she hit into a fielder's choice. Had an RBI single in the first, scored the sixth run.
It was a busy first inning.
It was. Belf had to face 10, swung on, liner into left field, it is fair. So a one out single by Shirey. I did it again. It's going to happen the rest of the night, you know.
That's a hard one to get perfect, I'll tell you.
I know how to fix that. Put a little pronouncer up there for me. So she's in with a single. Decker goes to second. swung on Brandsetter, and she's going to send this one into right field. One run will score, and she's going to take second on the throw, and she is going to be out at second base. Lee's going to score. I'll make that Decker running for Lee. Shirey is going to go to third. And Brandsetter with a single and an RBI, but thrown out at second. Second out of the inning. Winding the pitch, this one in the dirt to Brooklyn Cochran. She's 0 for 2 today. 7-0, the first run scored after the first, and it came here in the fifth. Swung on, and whoa, Janice Morey did a little pirouette out there to get away from that one.
I've seen her do that a couple times this year, so she's perfected the move of getting out of the way of a line drive.
In the offseason, she'll be on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Her husband, Randy, who is coaching first, looking like an Eskimo out there. I don't know that he's – I think he's pretty flat-footed, though. This went into the dugout. What a better way to spend your spring with your spouse than on the softball field.
Hey, there's no doubt about it.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, one on for Oakland. Pitch outside. Count goes full now. If you're going to get something over the fence here today, it's going to take quite the poke because the wind is blowing in. Going on, this one fouled away as Cawthorn tries to stay alive.
Big situation here for Bell. You really don't want to put another one on base and have to face another batter. You got two outs, seven runs is quite a bit to deal with right now for Blackman.
Do that. If you put her on, you've got to face Sargent and Carter. Maybe. I mean, you go back to the top of the order. Swung on, liner, third baseline, and just foul. So she wants to get her here and worry about the sixth inning.
Then a hit here is just not good at all because that top of the lineup for Oakland tonight, like you said, full speed, and they've been really active tonight.
Sargent and Carter have five hits among them. Ball. This one sails high, and it is a walk. So Cawthorn takes first on a base on ball, so runners on the corners. And back to the top of the order to Abby Sargent. Two hits, scored a run. Had an outstanding night so far. She could blow this one wide open. Chopper to third, dug out by Cucci. She throws to first and ends the inning. 5-3 on the putout. There was one run on two hits and one Oakland Lady Patriot left. Your new score, Oakland 7, Blackman nothing. We're headed to the sixth on State Farm Prep Softball.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air. Also brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Go and check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online.
Let's see. We've got lots of scores to pass along. Zach Schultz for the Siegel Stars baseball team threw a no-hitter today versus the Laverne Wolverines. 5-0 the win. And, well, that's hard to do in baseball.
And that was Schultz, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, he. And I've heard of him. You know, I've got did a number on DB earlier in the year as well. He's quite the pitcher for Siegel, and then Stockstill, another good one for him, too.
And they've got a pretty good 1-2 punch. Riverdale's Jonathan King picked up another win as well as they defeated Blackman 2-1. All these baseball scores, MTCS beat Forest 5-0. Eagleville lost to Moore County 3-2, and that puts Cascade back in the driver's seat in the district. Oakland was leading Smyrna 5-1, the last score we got. And in softball, it's Siegel 3, Smyrna 2 in the middle of the fourth. Here, 7-0, Oakland leads. And standing in is Kirsten Cucci, the third baseman. She's 0-1. Reached on an error as well. She has the only hit in the game. And that was off of Sarah Wright. She swings at this one. I'm sorry, Harrison had 1-2. I just didn't mark it. That's why Rafferty Cleary is here to keep me straight.
Help you out a little bit.
This pitch high. Oakland has 11 hits on the afternoon.
I'd like to see what their season high is up to this point. That may be it right there.
2-1 pitch from McCravey, and this one gets away, but Cucci just gets a piece of it.
McCravey's thrown some pretty good stuff, too, and that's another good sign for Oakland. Now you got Brandsetter, you've got Wright, and then Cheat. You know, McCravey seems to have some stuff to help out Oakland on the mound.
2-2 pitch, swung on. This one fouled away. We'll do it again. Nightfall is set in here. Temperatures dropping like a rock. It's certainly not 82 degrees. The thermometer on my phone here is...
Was it even 82 today?
Out of whack. No. Must have been the last time I checked it. Took something off, and Cucci sends this one to right center field for a base hit. Good hit by Cucci there. She has her second hit of the day. Could be start of a big inning here in the sixth for the Lady Blaze, and they need it, trailing 7-0 to the Lady Patriots of Oakland. Both teams looking for their first district win of the year. First pitch swinging. This one going to be fouled back by Hamby. And out of play. I think it may have taken out the grill.
We may have a new catcher for Oakland.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah, we do. It's yes. Preston, I think, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
0-1 pitch. This one high from McCravey. I think that's all the defensive changes we've got.
I think Aubrey Crow will still be hitting for Oakland.
Okay. 1-1. Gets the bat out there. Hamby, can she beat it out? She cannot. Kirby playing in. Makes the throw over to Lee. Does advance Cucci to one away, though. Wind whipping up out there a little bit. Brings up Jonah Tharp. Hit to the shortstop both times. One a liner and one a pop-up.
A lot of changes out there for Oakland. I think they've got Kirby on first now. So they're switching up the defensive positions quite a bit out there.
Liner goes through the gap past Sargent. And that is the second hit of the inning. Runners at the corners now as Cucci goes to third. And Emily Morris going to try to drive in the first Blackman run. So who is over at third then is the question.
We're out, ladies.
I'll have to ask Mr. Nelson. Got some changes in the numbers. Can Bunt here can do a lot of things. Runner's going to be hung up or not. They throw down to second, out. Trying to steal is Tharp, and she got caught up, two away.
I think Crowell's on third now for Oakland as well. They just switched Crowell.
Okay, yes, you did. Aubrey Crowell at third, and Kirby goes from third to first, and Preston, who was the DP, is now the catcher. Swung on, fouled away. And they were flex players, still the pitcher, so no changing in the batting order either. Time called. The umpires want to talk to each other. Double checking the count. And the count is 0 and 2. With now two away, and that was a big out with Tharp getting caught up between first and second, being thrown out trying to steal. Liner to Brandsetter. She makes the throw over to Kirby at first, and that ends the Blackman threat here in the sixth. No runs. There were two hits, and there was one Oakland, or make that Lady Blaze left. Well, we head to the bottom of the sixth. Your score still 7-0 Oakland here on State Farm Prep Softball.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. If you're like me with a child graduating soon, you want them to succeed at the next level. With our First Rewards checking account, they'll be able to access their funds with unlimited ATM refunds at any ATM in the U.S. There is no minimum balance requirement or monthly service charge to keep up with, so they can focus on the challenges at hand. So whether you're graduating or ready to get smart with your money, come see us at First Bank, where you matter most. Member FDIC.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Andy Womack, located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealership. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack. And you can call him at 890-0850.
All right. Got not a whole lot of new scores. Not a lot has changed anyway. And I do have one correction to make. First pitch, bunted by Carter. And Morris can't make the play, although she does make a valiant effort. I called Schultz Zach, and I know that it's Ryan. Zach is his older brother who's already graduated, and I did that the other night in the game. Slap bunt. This one's going to sail high and into the Oakland dugout, actually hit the top of it. It's Ryan Schultz who had the no-hitter tonight, so I want to correct that.
Did both pitch?
I believe so.
Okay. Runs in the family.
Got quite a few finals in already. This one dribbles in and gets away. The new score, it's still 3-2, but it's now in the fifth, Siegel leading Smyrna in softball. And, of course, we did that first game, and it was all Smyrna right up until the end, and then Siegel made a valiant comeback effort but fell. This is the second time those two teams have played.
Yeah, that was almost catastrophic there. You know, Siegel made that run in the bottom of the seventh, I guess.
Yeah, it was the bottom of the seventh. I think with one or two outs, and some of it, most of it with two outs, wasn't it?
Yes.
So with one away here for Oakland, it's Chelsea Kirby who's going to stand in. We're having a few connection issues, but looks like we're okay now. Kirby. Liner right up the middle for a base hit. So the first hit for Kirby on the evening. And that is the 12th hit of the game for the Lady Patriots. It's going to bring up Aubrey Crowell, who was the catcher. She's now playing third base. Liner right through the legs of All Britain. She went down to try to scoop that one up, and it went through her legs. So that's going to be an error. And E4. Kirby going to second. And Oakland with a chance here to add to that 7-0 lead. I need to count up those hits again. I just found another one I didn't mark. I had 12, and it may very well be 13. Rafferty's going to take a look at that. Savannah Lee stands in. 0-for-1 officially. She reached on an error, scored a run, walked, and scored a run.
I've got 12 as well.
Okay.
Right now.
I just didn't mark it correctly. 1-0 pitch. Liner into left field, and it's going to just be foul, and now dribble to the edge of the field out there. Wind really picking up and blowing in here. You may hear it in our microphone downstairs.
1-1.
You're nice and comfy here in the press box. We're still in short sleeves, but that we'll regret that when we go out. Liner into center field, drifting back is Tharp, and she makes the catch. Now the throw in, Hamby over to All Britain. All Britain's going to touch the bag, and that is going to end the Oakland sixth. No runs, one hit, and that double play is going to end the inning. We head to the seventh, last chance here for the Lady Blaze when we come back. It's 7-0 Oakland.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by Ideas Tees. The operators of Lightning's Locker Room brings you this half inning. They're located at 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's, and they can put your logo on just about anything. Screen printing and embroidery, all done at Ideas Tees.
No buyout for Petrino. He's just gone. He's fired straight up.
It's a big deal.
He had a for cause clause in his contract.
I wonder how difficult it is to get a job for him now.
I would say difficult. I think Junior Pro may let him volunteer.
Yes. I don't think I'd hire anybody that
probably not
spends more time riding the motorcycle than
and other things, apparently.
In the video room, yes. Yes.
Second pitch is in there to Victoria Harrison. And she's looking at an 0-2 count.
I know one thing. He was pretty banged up in that press conference not too long after the crash. I mean, he looked terrible.
This pitch outside for a ball. Well, sometimes the world spins in your favor, and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you make it spin the wrong way.
It's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah. And strike three called. So McCravey gets her first strikeout. And Oakland 2 outs away from blanking the Lady Blaze here. Brings up Stephanie Hedgel. She's 0 for 2. We'll get you all the finals and all kinds of good information on the post-game show presented by Prentice Salsa Heating and Air. Strike in there to Edgeville. We ought to get you to Braves baseball in good shape here tonight. Seven nothing Oakland leading in this one. Edgeville whips at it and comes up empty. 0-2 now the count. Well, McCravey's been throwing some pretty good stuff.
She got some pretty good help out of her defense in that previous inning, too, to make it look even better for her.
It's her third inning of work. She winds and deals. And liner right up the middle for a base hit. Right past McCravey. Had her 0-2, and then a single there by Edgel. Brings up Danette House. House is 0-2 today. Second time facing McCravey. Preston behind the plate as well for Oakland, and House sends this one into the Blackman dugout. Last inning, Preston, who was DP, she came in to catch for Crowell, who went to third. And Kirby is over at first. He went from third. Popped up and behind Preston, and it is foul. Preston couldn't get back to make the play. 0-2.
I think if McCravey can give her one outside, she may chase it, possibly.
Yes. I think that's what I would do. Wind in the pitch. Popped up. McCravey's going to be able to make this catch herself, and she does. Two away. For Danielle Monk now. The last hope. She hit into a 5-6-3 double play in the fifth. She's 0 for 2. Right-handed batter. Looks at McCravey's first pitch, which is just a tad high. Prentice also Heating and Air post-game show will follow this game. And then the Braves at Houston tonight. Wind in the pitch. Swung on. Fly ball. This could be it. Shirey. I'm going to get it right one of these days. Makes the catch for out number three, and that is it. A fly ball to left field ends the game, and Oakland Lady Patriots win this first game of the 2012 district campaign to even their record at 1-1. 7-0 over the Blackman Lady Blaze.